This podcast is brought to you by Northern Motor Group. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Brendan, thanks so much for joining us on Evenings on FNR.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's brilliant to have your company. First, run us through your decision to go out west to reunite with your former boss, Tony Popovich.
Yeah, it was quite an easy decision once the Wanderers didn't re-sign me. And obviously, I was patient. I was over in Europe at the time. And when Popper was appointed the job in Perth, I just sat back and luckily my phone rang and I took on the opportunity to play over here in Perth, and what a great decision it has been so far.
Absolutely. And what is it about working with Popper that you've enjoyed so much?
I think it's a challenge each and every day to be the best you possibly can. I think that's something that I really enjoy, and I know his expectations and what we want to achieve together and as a group, and I think just that in general was really enticing to me, and it's enjoyable when you want to be successful each and every day.
And Santa, were you able to give the other players a bit of a heads up as to what they were in for pre-season?
Yeah, I had a few questions flying at me as to what to expect for pre-season, and all I said was it wasn't going to be easy. So, it was a good pre-season. We got a little trip over to Malaysia as well, so we built a very good foundation for the season, and I think it's showing now where we're at fitness-wise, and coming back the other day 2-0 down away from home, finishing the game very strongly was something that we built our foundation a long time ago in pre-season, and the results are showing now.
And you've had a few injury problems towards the start of the season, but you're all ready to go now. Obviously came off the bench last game, so how's the body feeling?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, a little setback before the season started, a week before actually, and so it took me 3-4 weeks to get back, and now getting some more minutes, which is great, and we're in a great position on the table. So yeah, I really can't complain. It's really enjoying my football, and the body's good, and now it's about Sydney FC tomorrow night.
And that bench that you guys brought to Brisbane was pretty fearsome. Looking at some of these names, Diego Castro, Ivan Franjic, Brandon Wilson and yourself, a lot of depth in this Perth Glory squad.
Yeah, and if you look back to the Wanderers, Pop has always built squads of great depth, and really important for the future. If you want to go places long term as well, it's not just for the short term. And should we go on to be successful this year, the club will participate in the ACL next year, and you'll need depth there again. So yeah, it's a great squad that the boss has built, and we just have to keep going and stay focused.
And what was the message at halftime in Brisbane, down 2-0?
Yeah, there was no panic. We know we're a good side, and we can come back. The belief's in the squad. There's great character. There was no doubt about coming back. It was just about when we could get that first goal and when it was going to come. And we felt with Brisbane having a short turnaround, that we could gain momentum after getting one goal, and that seemed to be the case. So, and obviously it was great with that we could come on and also make an impact.
And it's a real quality the Glory team has to come from behind to win games. We've seen it many times now this season. Do you think it's down to the fact that you've had such a hard pre-season and it's kind of contributed to, things like the amount of fitness that the players have?
Yeah, definitely. It plays a big part in difficult situations during matches. When you're fit, you make clearer decisions. And I felt we made some very good decisions in the second half against Brisbane. We kept playing our football. We try and force things. And in the end, that really paid off. And You know, that's what pre-season's for, and especially during this busy January, there's not much time to train. So, you know, your fitness from pre-season really plays a part.
And how have you found travel? Obviously, in Perth, you've got to travel quite a lot. I'm sure it's opened your eyes as to what the Glory players experience now.
Yeah, and I never realised what obviously the players went through when I wasn't playing here in Perth. But yeah, definitely some challenges that face you, and you know, that's well dealt with by the physio and our staff, and we're well looked after, and we're well prepared for each and every game thanks to our staff. So you know, we just have to you know, look after ourselves a little bit better and rest, and you know, that's all key parts of feeling good for each and every game.
And you've made your name as a bit of a super sub over the last few years. I'm sure you'd love to be starting a few games as well. But is there a particular secret or strategy as to your effectiveness off the bench?
Well, I think it's just, you know, I've really got to focus whilst the game's on, whilst I'm on the bench, and make an impact when I come on. I've always tried to make a difference for the team. Whether that be winning, losing, or we're drawing. So, you know, for me, it's making a difference, making an impact, helping the team either come back or secure a win. So when you look at it, there's all around the world, there's many players that come off the bench that make an impact, and that's your role sometimes, and you have to accept it. It's a team sport. It's not an individual sport. So I think if you can accept being put on the bench, you have an opportunity to go on and achieve something.
And tomorrow night, you're playing Sydney FC at home. Seems like we just had this exact fixture a couple of weeks ago, but such is the quirks of A-League scheduling. You guys went down 2-1 in that game in rather controversial circumstances late. What do you have to do differently this time?
I think Sydney don't like the physical game, and I think we need to bring that to them tomorrow night. They're a very good side, and obviously we respect them a lot. But at the end of the day, I think... you know, you really have to get stuck into Sydney, and if we play our own football, what we're capable of, then I think we can get the job done tomorrow night.
And how pumped is the team to get one back on them?
Yeah, it's we weren't happy. Definitely disappointed with the last result against them, and especially after not securing the draw with that late decision. But, yeah, we know we're in for a very tough game tomorrow night, and we'll have to be at our best to collect the points.
And Santa, you've been playing in the A-League for quite some time. Have you noticed a real jump in quality this season across the board?
Yeah, it's there's been some great signings across the A-League this season. Yeah, in particular, obviously, ourselves, without being biased, we've got some fantastic players joined the club this year, and a lot of ex-Socceroos, and then you've got the Victory and with Honda and Toivonen. So, you know, I think across the league you can really see that there's quality. And I think with the A-League, the situation that it's in now, I think two new teams coming in, and, you know, obviously some more foreigners will come over, and more names will join the league next season. Which is, you know, very exciting for fans.
And I'm sure you're not looking too far ahead, but coming up this Sunday will be a game against the Western Sydney Wanderers, a club where you spent many years, played many games and scored many goals for that club. It will be a bit of an emotional game.
Yeah, it will be. And I was hoping that I'd be available for round one when we played them. And, yeah, so I've had to wait a little while to face them. And, you know, there was... I had a great time there, many special memories, and I still have many friends from Western Sydney, and you know, I'm really looking forward to actually going back to Sydney and playing against them there and seeing all the fans who helped me through the 5 years and supported me through the highs and the lows. And you know, but on Sunday it's you know, business is normal, and we'll have to go out and look for the 3 points, and I have to pull the emotion out of it and focus on getting the job done.
And should you come off the bench and score a goal in that one against Western Sydney, do you know if you'll celebrate or you just wait for the moment and see what feels right?
Yeah, no, I don't think I'll be celebrating because I have a lot of respect for the club and what they did for me and gave me during my time. So it'd definitely be a respect thing, and I'll probably just walk back.
Fantastic. Well, Brendan, thank you so much for joining us here on Evenings on FNR. Best of luck for the game tomorrow night and the game coming up on Sunday. They're coming thick and fast at the moment, and we look forward to maybe speaking to you again before the end of the season.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.